Na faz vai com tostão,
na faz vai com tostão.
sultan de goftu mirava vasi fa de pro
presentation.
Tonight, Stevie Wonder Songs in the Key of Life, All-Star Grammy Salute, with performances by Tony Bennett, Andrea Bocelli, Gary Clark Jr., Lady Gaga, Jennifer Hudson, John Legend, Annie Lennox, Neo, The Band Perry, Ed Sheeran. Special combinations with India Irie, Janelle Monae and Jill Scott, Ariana Grande and Kenny Babyface Edmonds, and Pharrell Williams with Ryan Tedder, and of course, the great Stevie Wonder. To kick it off Stevie style, it can only be Beyonce.
If you love Stevie Wonder like I love Stevie Wonder, I want you to stand.
host for tonight and the host of our Grammy Awards every year, LL Cool J. Wow. I said, wow! Man. Welcome one and all to Stevie Wonder, Songs in the Key of Life, an all-star Grammy salute. I want to thank Ed Sheeran, Gary Clark Jr., and Beyonce for taking us all to higher ground. Now tonight, we all gathered together to do something wonderful. We are honoring one of the most important, groundbreaking, enduring, and yes, visionary musical artists in history. We are celebrating Stevie Wonder. If you make music in any way, you learn something from Stevie. Now, you know, personally, when I was a little kid, I first learned something about street smarts when my mother played Stevie's Living for the City over and over and over and over again, and I loved every minute of it. Thank you, Stevie. Ladies and gentlemen, current Oscar nominee, John Legend.
Inside a hollow shell,
tape, I will. And Ariana Grande and Babyface work out on Signs for Delivery. And still ahead, Tony Bennett, Annie Lennox, and more from Ed Sheeran as our tribute to Stevie Wonder continues. Only CBS.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Maya Rudolph.
Well, like a lot of us, I was blessed to grow up on the amazing Stevie Wonder. But I don't just mean Stevie's songs were playing in my living room. I mean Stevie Wonder was playing in my living room. That's because my mother, the beautiful Minnie Riperton, was blessed to call Stevie her friend. And musical soulmate. The next song that we're about to hear might be the greatest song ever written about anyone's childhood. And it's from maybe the greatest album ever recorded, Songs in the Key of Life. I was only 4 then. I so wish my mother were here to share this night with you, Stevie, but I feel honored to stand where she might have and introduce musical royalty to sing I Wish, no, not Sir Duke, but 6-time Grammy winner, Lady Gaga.
Stevie, you were part of my life at such a young age. And I haven't shared this really with anyone, but my parents know because they're here tonight that your album was the first CD that I ever took myself when I was 6 years old and put it in the CD player. And you truly are the reason that I'm here today. Thank you so much for blessing us all. And I think about this song, and I think about my childhood and that moment, and I wish I could just go back one time.
Yeah.
first appearance back in 1974, Stevie Wonder and the Grammys have been inextricably tied.
And the winner is, you are the sunshine of my life, Stevie Wonder.
First of all, I'd like to thank Stevie Wonder, who didn't make an album this year. So.
Over the course of 40 years, Stevie has always managed to keep us entertained at the Grammys.
No one, no one, no one on earth. Isn't that lovely? Isn't
that wonderful? So don't gladly let me try it again. It's my last time on earth, I live the whole world of sin.
Whether he's graciously accepting one of his staggering 25 awards,
I can only thank my maker. God, thank you so very much.
Or joking with his co-presenters.
Quiet!
I understand that we're running behind time. So, next cue card, please.
Stevie has always brought his unique style and wit to the show.
And the winner is, you know what? Hold on, let's just figure out that stuff.
As the Grammys have made Stevie a part of their family.
Ladies and gentlemen, true wonder of the world, Stevie Wonder!
So has Stevie made his own family a part of the Grammys.
This is my little sister, Renee, and that's my older brother, Milton. I would like for you all, please, not to give this to me, but to my mother.
I would like to thank you all for making this my sunshine of my life tonight.
This is a sweet, bittersweet moment. I have to accept this award in memory of my mother. I thank you so much, and God bless you.
Stevie has infused every appearance on the Grammy stage with heartfelt warmth.
And as much as it is a lifetime achievement award, I commit myself to, for the rest of my life, doing all that God wants me to do. Thank you. God bless you.
And respect for his fellow performers.
I just want to say to Whitney up in heaven, we all love you, Whitney Houston.
But above all, Stevie Wonder has repeatedly shown us his unwavering ability to make us laugh.
You look wonderful. Let me take my glasses off.
Hold on. You see me?
She looks incredible.
I want to get you all here to decide. Is it song number one, number two, number three, four, or five? You all say. Which one is it? You want to know who the winner is? Everybody's a winner.
Jason Derulo.
So this Soulful Smash from 1970 was the first hit Stevie produced for himself. The title Signed, Sealed, Delivered came from Stevie's mother, Lulu Mae Hardaway, and the song was co-written with the late, great Syreeta Wright, who Stevie married later that year. Here to sing Signed, Sealed, Delivered, for which Stevie received his first ever Grammy nomination, Ariana Grande and Babyface.
Here I am, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours.
with Pharrell Williams and Ryan Tedder. And Paul McCartney talks about little Stevie Wonder as our Grammy tribute to Stevie Wonder continues. Only CBS.
30 years ago, Stevie lent his genius as a harmonica player to a song, "It Must Be an Angel Playing with My Heart" by Eurythmics. Recently, our next performer put a spell on the whole world at the Grammy Awards. And tonight, one of the great voices of the world sings one of Stevie's most romantic love songs. Sometimes things line up. Here to lovingly perform "My Shadow Your More" for her friend Stevie, the one and only.
Stage of the Grammys, and I just want to say to Stevie Wonder, you're just one of the most incredible musicians I have ever met. One of the nicest guys, so sweet. We got a great relationship when we were working together in Montserrat, which is now covered in volcanic dust, but it wasn't when we worked. And we had a beautiful time, and you told me stories about when you were a little kid, before you got discovered by Motown, how you were little Steveland Morris. And then when you went back to the school, all the other kids were jealous, and they said, "Hey, Wonders, hey, Wonders." Anyway, you're beautiful, man. I always so love being in your presence. You're a total inspiration. I just think you are a genius. Stevie, I can't put it any other way. You're great.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pharrell Williams and Ryan Tedder.
The song Ryan Tedder and I want to sing for you guys tonight, and Stevie, is from the masterpiece, Inner Visions. And it offers words of comfort we all need to hear sometimes. So, trust me, don't worry about a thing.
Stevie Wonder that people don't realize. They see him as a great entertainer and they have a lovely time being entertained by him. But really what he's doing is